for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam is set to kickstart negotiations with state lawmakers today over the budget in advance of their reconvening in April. The federal appeals court hears arguments over pollution from coal ash in the Hampton area. And rural areas in Virginia are losing population. But what does that mean for the state? This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, March 21st.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Governor Ralph Northam is proposing a new state budget Wednesday. That will kick off a second round of budget negotiations. The first round failed when lawmakers could not agree during their normal legislative session. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has a look at what the delay means for localities.
Good morning. We will call the City Council budget session to order.
State budget or no, localities are forging on with their own spending plans. Amelia Merchant is Roanoke City's finance director.
From the local government perspective, it does not have as great an impact on us.
School districts, she says, are really the ones left in the lurch. A huge chunk of their budget comes from the state. Merchant says right now, districts are likely developing best and worst case scenarios.
So they probably have to have a tiered approach in terms of their budget development.
Chris Duncombe, a policy analyst with the Commonwealth Institute, says imagine making your own personal budget in the dark.
If you don't know what your salary is going to be, it's going to be pretty hard for you to determine what you're going to be spending on that upcoming year. It just kind of puts everything in a holding pattern.
And with hundreds of millions in K-12 funding still in the air, that's teaching positions, salaries, and potential new programs left in limbo. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
A federal appeals court is set to hear arguments in a legal battle over the storage of more than 3 million tons of coal ash from a retired power plant in the Hampton Roads area. The case pits the Sierra Club against Dominion Energy, Virginia's largest electric utility. A judge ruled last year that arsenic is flowing from a site in Chesapeake and is polluting surrounding waters. U.S. District Judge John Gibney Jr. found that Dominion violated the U.S. Clean Water Act, but he said the discharge does not pose a threat to human health or the environment. Dominion is appealing the judge's finding of the violation. The Sierra Club is asking the court to order civil penalties against Dominion. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments today. New numbers from the Census Bureau show that rural parts of Virginia are losing population, but that's not necessarily a problem. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains.
Declining population is generally looked at as a bad thing. A lower tax base, a sagging economy. But Hamilton Lombard at the UVA Weldon Cooper Center says sometimes declining population can be a benefit.
Many of the localities that have the lowest tax rates, when you look at state measuring their fiscal strength, or even you look at just income growth, some of the ones that have the best indicators are the ones that are also declining in population, particularly some of these rural counties.
Highland County in Western Virginia, for example, or Nelson County in the Blue Ridge. Lombard says these areas have some of the lowest tax rates and some of the highest income growth in Virginia. But Fabrizio Fazzullo at VCU's Wilder School of Government says there's a long-term problem with attracting retirees while shedding young people.
So you may see an increase in activities targeting for retirees, but you may see also a decrease of other economic activities from manufacturing to other retail.
People may think of Northern Virginia as being the most economically dynamic part of the Commonwealth, but these new numbers from the census show rural areas with declining population have better indicators, like high income growth, low tax rates, and high fiscal strength ratings. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your snowy Wednesday. Stay safe.